Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at brickflips.com. Welcome to the show today. And today's show, we're going to do a little bit of kind of something a little different. Usually I do a lot of my episodes from YouTube and then I kind of make it into a podcast, which I thought was really cool. It's a good way to just kind of spread some of the knowledge around in a different medium. But normally I don't usually just do podcasts, but I thought I love just talking to you guys. Like, I don't know what it is. Something about talking. I'm not a huge big video person, but I thought talking would be something good and it's a little bit something different. So I thought today we would just kind of do a little continuation of one of my YouTube videos, kind of get a little bit more deeper dive. And I might start doing this too if you guys let me know in the comments. So if you're new to the show, our show focuses on Lego news, Lego investing, as well as Lego fandom. You know, I'm a big, huge Lego fan. I have lots of different sets. I collect a lot of sets and I sell a lot of sets. So I wanted to kind of give you guys a little fan kind of spin on it as far as also reselling. And that's kind of where we focus a lot of our things on. We look at these things because this is about investing in Lego, but it's really about reselling. This is not like any other investment things. You have to account for all the different things that come along with reselling. And they're not always pretty. There are some things that are not great, but most of the time it's really good. And most of the time I have fun doing it. I enjoy it. I make some money and it is very profitable when you do it correctly. So really, if you could, let me know in the, just write me a review on any platform that you listen on. Just tell me like, Jeremy, do more of these things. Also, I think there's a little some place where you can actually record questions for me in the, wherever you're seeing this. I think there's a little button in there where you can do a recording. Let me know if you like this kind of bit that we'll do and I'll continue doing this. Or let me know some way. Just post something somewhere on one of my social media accounts or anything. And that way there I know that I'm doing something. I just don't want to do stuff that you guys don't want. But this one, today's show, we're going to really look at, we're going to kind of go more into the Harry Potter. The last show that we focused on, we just kind of went over the theme itself and what was entailed with Harry Potter. And so today we're going to dive a little bit more deep into the Harry Potter theme. And specifically, we're going to look at the 20th anniversary minifigures. Now, if you guys don't know, I actually did an article on this. So you can go to the website. You can actually go to the show notes and there's a link for the website webpage for this. But if you're not sure what it is, it's brickflips.com/Lego-Golden-Harry-Potter. All right. So it's simple enough. Or if you just take a look at the show notes, you'll find a link right to this. But I did an article on here. So it has all the details in there. It has everything. If you want to look at this later on after you listen to this, you can take a look at it. If you guys didn't know, the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter was in 2021. They wanted to mark the 20th anniversary with doing something different as far as having some different something in there so that it made it a little bit more collectible, I guess. So what they did is they created these golden minifigures and they put it in a number of sets, seven of them in total for the number that you can have for these. And they're in different price point sets. So if you didn't know, you know, I'll go over all the sets that we're going to go into. The reason why I wanted to really kind of focus on this a little bit more, one of the things that I always get asked is what set is great? If you look at any of these Facebook groups, you know, with anybody in Lego investing, the biggest question is this, you know, from somebody that's fairly new to this, is like, oh, should I invest in this? Should I invest in this? You know, and some people help them out. Some people really just kind of show them the door where they just say, come on, do your own research. I've been there before. I still don't know everything about everything. I always like to try to get some kind of data point or something that kind of has some unique ability, uniqueness to it. And that's kind of what I look for in these sets. I do buy the ones that everybody might be talking about. I just don't go all in on a lot of them. And some of the ones that people are not talking about, I don't go on those either as well. The ones that I find that I invest in myself are the ones that a lot of people aren't talking about them. Now, I haven't heard a lot of chatter about these, all of these sets, kind of the whole collection of them and a whole. So I hope I'm not starting some trend here by pushing everybody to get these particular sets. But these are ones that I know that they're not going to make a lot of these, and people are going to want to collect the entire, all of the minifigures for this. So I know that there's going to be some collectibility for it. There could be some, I don't know how many sets that like are made of these ones. So I can't really comment on the supply. And that's one thing I don't know. And anybody doing this for a long time is not going to know the entire supply of something. We don't have that. We're not privy to that information that Lego has on these particular sets. But I do know that not everybody's going to be able to collect these. And I think it's something that you want to look at, you know, as far as if you want to collect these. And these are starting almost getting close to retirement, these particular sets. This is something that I would keep on your radar if you're listening to this in 2022, even 2023, even a little bit beyond that. There might be some stragglers here and there. It's something that you want to look at as far as maybe something to look at as far as investing. You know, again, my show is, you know, we don't give you investing advice. We give you advice on what to look for in investing, but I'm not going to tell you, you got to buy all of these sets right here. So really just do your own due diligence and make sure that you're making the right decisions with that. There's a bunch of different sets, and I'll kind of name them. We'll go over these one by one right now in the show. So we're not going to really go too deep into as far as why these are good sets. I just want to point them out to you, and then you can take a look at the research and everything and all the data. Take a look at my article too. I go a little bit more into what's in each set in here. As far as if this is something that you should get, grab, or whatever, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm actually getting a majority of these. I'm not getting all of them. There's not every single one of these. I'm not going all in on every single one. They're definitely ones that I'm prioritizing over some other sets, I should say. If that's one way to say, you know, do I like these, you know, as far as an overall thing? The answer is, of course, yes. So the first one that we'll look at is the Harry Potter Hogwarts Polyjuice Potion Mistake. And it's set number 76386 at MSRP. And this is all in US dollars, by the way. So if you listen to me in other countries, I really appreciate it. I don't have all the data as far as what the price is in there, but these are all in US prices. So again, I'm sorry if I can't accommodate your country, but I will do my best to put that in some of my other data places that I have. I'll do the best I can, but for right now, it's mostly in US. But this set is retailing for $19.99. And it has retirement date of 12/31/22. Now the retirement date's also just a little asterisk there. These are not, there's no set thing on Lego that says it's retired. So always be aware that retirement dates can change, they can fluctuate. And these are just kind of a guideline for it. So, and these are based off of some data from some other sources that I don't even know where they're getting the source from. So, all right. So this set is the golden minifigure. This one is Harry Potter. Now I'm thinking that this one is everywhere. So this is going to be probably a huge supply of these ones. In fact, the price point is really low. I just seem to find a lot of them. And one thing you can do is if you go on to Bricklink, and if you guys don't know what that is, that's a site for, it's basically where Lego is sold by bricks. You can basically get, you know, you can buy one brick if you want on there. You can buy one minifigure on there. People break up their sets or they have used sets on there. But it's a good indicator to kind of tell about minifigures and just the price points of them. And then the overall supply of them too, I think, is also a good indicator if you're looking at that. So one of the things I always look at, you know, I don't always do this with everything, but with definitely looking at minifigures, I always look at what it's going for on Bricklink. Now you can look at eBay sold, and maybe Amazon has a few minifigures that people sell on there. But I think honestly, for the minifigures itself, I think Bricklink is the best source, I think. So this one is really low at the current time. I mean, you can get this as low as $2.25. You know, obviously you got to factor in shipping as well. So I think that the supply of these ones is pretty high. So I don't know if I would buy this set. What I like to do is sometimes I like to say, well, maybe I want to have 10 of these complete sets. So maybe that's how I plan this one out. You know, I look and say, well, maybe I just get 10 minifigures of this and kept buying the set. You can buy them from Bricklink. like get 10 of them for like $3 or whatever they are from maybe somebody who's got a bunch of them. You know, some guy in Germany's got 88 of them for $7 each. I'm looking at the wrong minifigure. Well, somebody in Germany does have them for $262. He's got 151 of them. So, I mean, if you really wanted to buy 10 of them, maybe that's a good thing to do. Instead of just buying all of the boxes and the sets, maybe just buy the minifigures. Just throwing that out there. I'm not a big proponent of just selling off parts. I'm not a huge part seller. I have some experience doing it. I found it wasn't for me. I understand it. I used to work in the parts world, so I get like how that is and how the model works and everything. And I have done enough sales on BrickLink to know like, you know, what to do and everything, but I'm not a huge expert on that. I do know that some minifigures really are worth getting separately and collecting them while they're available for retail, because later on they're going to go up when they stop making them and there's going to be a lower supply of them eventually. So that's I'm just throwing that out there as far as another idea, as far as investing in it. The next set that is on this list is the Lego Harry Potter Hogwarts Fluffy Encounter, which is set number 76387. And in this one, the gold minifigure is Hermione. This set retails for $39.99. It's supposed to retire in 12/31/22. This one's cool because it's got the dogs in here. You get the fluffy three-headed dog in it. So I think that's actually pretty good I think I would probably buy this set a little bit more because of that figure in there, the Granger minifigure on top of the three-headed dog. I think that's a pretty cool minifigure. Again, I didn't look up the prices of the minifigure on BrickLink, but maybe that's something you should do. So I think I'm probably going to buy these ones are going to be I'm going to get these at a set if I can get it at a good price, obviously less than $39.99. But I think this one is a good one. It's a good price point. The box isn't too big. I don't know. It just kind of fits all the molds of the things that I look for when I'm investing in it. And then it has a gold minifigure on top of it. But I think that little three-headed dog, I think that's a winner in there as well. So that's one that I'm definitely going to have on my radar. So the third set out of the seven is the next one is Harry Potter Hogsmeade Village Visit. And it's set number 76388. This one checks in at 851 pieces. It's a little kind of a little modular build. I'm not sure if where this fits in with all the other modulars. I'm not a modular expert, but maybe this could be added to one of your villages as well, or at least in the Harry Potter world. I'm sure this fits in there. This one has a golden Ron Weasley minifigure in it. It's got a bunch of other minifigures in here. Price point of this again is $79.99. I don't know. Like this one, this is where I'd be like, well, the price point is $79.99. You know, what is the am I going to open this box up and just for the minifigure and sell everything off? Possibly. But as far as selling this, I think I would want to sell it as a box. For this particular one, I don't think I would split this one up because I don't know about the rarity of these pieces. And that's something that you want to look for on BrickLink. But as far as the set itself or collecting it, as far as for an investment, if you can get this for a really good price, I think yes. You know, but this is a little bit bigger box. It's not that much bigger than the other one. The Ron Weasley, if you just want to, like I said, this is another thing. You can just grab these little minifigures off BrickLink now, buy them while they're lower. I think at the time you can get this for about $10 for a Weasley. So I don't know, maybe if that's what you want to do. And this is where I'd say, you know, maybe you spend a little bit of, you know, if you want to invest a little bit, maybe, like I said, just say you want to get five of each of these figures, you know, like have five sets that you hold on to, and then you sell it as like kind of a set later on. I mean, that's something you can do. Well, the next one that we have on the list is the Lego Harry Potter Hogsworth Chamber of Secrets, and it's set number 76389. And this one checks in at 1,176 pieces, and this one features Golden Voldemort. This one, it does retail for $129.99. Now, these all go with the kind of the theme that Harry Potter has for some of these modular sets or castle buildings and everything. They all kind of fit together. So this is kind of one of the ones that you can just, it would have like a particular usage for somebody later on. And you know, like I said, you know, these, and always, you can always get the minifigures on BrickLink, but like I said before, is that once these are done, once this is retired, now this is going to be around for a while. This one is slated to retire in 2024, at the end of 2024. So it's got a couple years from now. That's why I said some of these might not retire right away. You know, I think the higher price sets, they're not going to be a huge supply of them. I think it's going to be a lower supply of them. I think maybe these are good ones to pile up, I think. If you can get the minifigures alone, that's what I would do. Either way, I don't know if I would buy this one right now. If it's retiring in 2024, I don't think I would. I'm not going to. I haven't got any of these in my collection right now, my investment, because of the retirement date. It's so far out. And when you're investing, you don't want to have your money held out there for such a long time. Maybe I'll get some of the minifigures before then, just to, while they're a little bit lower price, you know, because they're going to go up eventually, I think, when the supply runs, that maybe I grab some of these now. Maybe I'll grab some of the sets later. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you just kind of look at it and say, which ones are going to retire, prioritize those ones first, and then go from there. So the next one is, this is actually my favorite one. Well, yeah, it's one of my favorite ones. It's the Lego Harry Potter Hogsworth Icons Collector's Edition, which is set number 76391. And this one MSRP is for $249.99. It's got a huge piece count of over 3,000. And it contains three minifigures. It has Dumbledore, Professor McGonagall, and Hagrid. It also has a display stand for all of the pieces. That's also something that you want to know as far as collecting this. Now, you'll collect the minifigures, but you can also get the stands themselves as well, which I think if you sold the stand in addition to the minifigures, you can definitely get more money. And it'll be worth it if you can piece together these stands or somehow maybe build them, maybe take a look at building them separately. Maybe it might be cheaper to just bricklink all those instead of just buying this complete set, because $250, you know, if you want to get 10 of these, like a 10 complete set, that's a lot. And some of these figures in there are really expensive. On, you know, you might be able to get some for like $100 for all three of them. I would look on Bricklink, you know, to make sure, because obviously when I'm just talking about this right now, things change. It does fluctuate. So you might spend a little bit more. I mean, it's probably going to be about $60 each figure. I mean, about $30 each, maybe for the stand itself. Maybe you can get the stand and the three figures for a good price if you can get a bunch of them. But that's something that you have to be aware of. This one's a little bit more because it's the supply of it, it's a lot lower because it's a big set. So I don't think Lego made a lot of these ones. It's a really cool set too. If you guys haven't built this one, or if you haven't seen it, huge, I don't know what his owl's name is, but Harry Potter's owl. And then it's got all these little different like icon things in there, like potions and books and everything. Very nice build, very cool build that I really enjoyed. So this one's kind of one of those ones that I don't know if you really want to spend a lot of money in the icons. I don't, like, as far as investment, like if I were to do the box of this down the road, now this doesn't retire until 2024. So, and these aren't really discounted. I didn't see any of these discounted anywhere. So I don't know if you're going to find this one discounted anywhere. It'd be difficult to find this one. Either way, I mean, it's something to look at as far as an investment. All right, the next set is Lego Harry Potter's Hogwarts Wizards Chess Set. It's set number 76392 and has a retail value of $59.99. It's supposed to retire at the end of 2022. It has a piece count of 876 pieces. And the golden minifigure is the Snape. Now, this one, I absolutely love this one. Out of all the sets that are collectible, this one, I think, is the one I would really gonna load up on myself. There's a couple things about this one that I really like, is that it is only available on Target and Lego. So you can't find these, or you can find it on Amazon or eBay or whatever, but as far as the retailer, it's only available, at least right now, just with Target and Lego. Now, the retirement date is 2022. I don't know if they're going to extend that out. I think that they are. I think that the popularity of this set is pretty high. A lot of the chess sets, if you look at some of the data from the chess sets, and I have done another episode on just the kind of the chess sets ones, and this one, I think I had this one in there at the time. Yeah, this one was, I think, featured in there. But this one is a really good thing. I mean, chess, you know, people love this stuff. I have this one myself. I enjoy playing the chess set with this. It was actually really playable. It's very good as far as a set to play with. And it's just one of those ones that's really highly collectible. You know, somebody can use this. Somebody who's not even a Lego fan, they might like enjoy this because they like chess, you know, or they're a Harry Potter fan and they like that scene in the movie. So I think as far as the, out of all these sets, other than the collectible icons one, this one I think is a winner. This really is a good one. Once this goes away, this one, I think out of everything, I think is the one that I would load up on. Honestly, I'm, you know, please, I hope that I'm not wrong and I'm not giving the advice, but this one I think is probably the best set of all of them that I, out of these particular ones. Now, as far as the minifigure itself, I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's part of the whole set, just a collectible thing for this, it's something that I would definitely look at. Just because it's a chess set, and it's also a Harry Potter, and it also has the golden minifigure. It's like the perfect storm of like Lego investing. Those are the things I really look for. And they don't come along every year. They don't always happen. I've been doing this for a long time, looking at Lego stuff since 2000. I've been collecting it really heavily since 2010, I think is when I really started doing a lot. But I've been looking at this stuff for a long time. A lot of these things don't come along all the time, especially recently. There's always something everybody picks up on, and this little thing, and is this little thing. But this is definitely one that fits all of the bills in there. Definitely one to take a look at. All right, and then the last set is the Lego Harry Potter Flying Lesson, which is set number 76395 at MSRPs for $29.99. And it's supposed to retire at the end of this year, 2031, 2022, a piece count of 264. And this one has Professor Quirrell in here. The interesting thing about this set is that the availability of this set has been really scarce. Lego has not really had a lot of them online. In fact, I'm at the Lego website right now, and I'm putting in the notice when it's in stock. Even though I've already purchased a bunch of these from there, I might still, try to get these. Let me see if they're in store. Yeah, they're not even in the store either. The thing about this one is the availability of these. Now, if I look on Amazon right now, and this is in US, they're going for $46 right now, and you could buy these for $30. You can't buy them for $30 now, but they're going for $46 right now. So this is still supposed to be available, and it's not available. I don't know how this one's going to play out with this. Even if you were to get the minifigures, Professor Quirrell right now, at least in the United States, I don't know around the world if this is available. The cheapest that you can get it for is about $7 in Germany. And this guy's got 62. Brick Takeover, if you're listening to the show. I don't know. It doesn't seem there's a lot in the United States. When I actually pull up just the US in here, this one goes for $11.50. Somebody's got 7 of them. I want to say that this is going to be available. I don't know if this is even in other retailers. I didn't see them in there. When I was researching this article, I didn't see any at Walmart. I think I looked at Kohl's. I think Kohl's was out of it. They didn't have it. Yeah, if you look on Walmart, this is going for $70 from some third-party seller. Let me see if I look in Kohl's. I think Kohl's had it too. I don't think Target had it. But this one just wasn't available. So I don't know how this could be. When you listen to this show, you might be able to find it. This could be one of those ones where if you see it, grab it. Definitely get them as soon as you can. Grab a couple of these because this might be the one that everybody wants and there's nobody has this because they didn't make a lot of them. They're not everywhere. Like the first one we looked at with Harry Potter was you could find that anywhere. This is still on the shelf. But this one, Flying Lesson one, if it's just that they just didn't make enough of these. I don't know what the story is with Lego with this. Sometimes you can't tell, with these things. Maybe there's certain moldings that they just didn't prioritize over other things, or it's just not selling as well, or I don't know. Something about it that they just couldn't produce a lot of them. I don't think this was that popular. I don't remember hearing about everybody talk about this one. It's tough to get right now. So make sure you be aware of that. When you're looking at this, and if you're trying to get a number of sets, this is probably the one you're going to have the hardest time. Other than the Icons one where it's more expensive, this one you might not even find any. Current items for sale, new ones, there's 933. So in other words, there's 933 of these that are being sold for different prices. Max price is $26 and the minimum price is $6, $6.64. So there's quite a range, and obviously it depends on where you're selling this from. That doesn't include shipping or anything, but just so you're aware that I don't know what this compares to other ones, but I would definitely be aware of that as far as what it is. Also, I want to, those are the 7 sets, but also just to let you guys know about the display set is also part of it. There is some sales value in that. I think if you really pair this up with that and you got that, and that's from the Icons thing, you might be able to bricklink it, then this is really a good winner. I think that all of these sets, finding all of these sets, and pairing them up, whether you break them up in pieces, I think you're going to do really well with these ones. I don't, like I said, some of these ones will have a bigger supply than some of them. But if you're trying to collect all of them and you want to have a nice pair of all these ones together, I think that's a good way to go. It's something that you could do as far as portioning out whatever your investment is. And that's something that I think will do really well. Come down 2 to 3 years from now. One of the strategies that I always do is I try to sell everything off within 1 to 2 years. So 12 to 18 months is kind of the sweet spot. Sometimes things go a little bit longer than that. Sometimes I sell them off before that if they reach, you know, a certain ROI. Most of the time I wait in that. That's if I look at my average of all my stuff that I've done over the years, that's usually the range. It's actually getting a little bit higher. I'm actually holding on to things a little bit longer because it's a little bit less work for me. And I'm trying to reduce the work as far as kind of flipping, selling things, you know, as far as that, where I can just send everything in once a year and I just sell everything at that point. Mainly front loading a lot of my stuff in quarter four. I still sell things during the year as well, but I try to position to do that. Now, I could sell things before then and still do really well, but that's kind of what I've been working towards, you know, doing as my investment strategy, at least. But everybody's different. You know, this is just one thing that you can look at and, you know, maybe find some kind of little thing with this. Hopefully that's helped you guys out. If you guys enjoy the show, please leave a positive review on any of the platforms that you're listening to. Also, take a look at our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. We have this article that has all these links in there and just kind of all the information in there. And the link will be right in the show notes. We have a cool little retirement spreadsheet that we put together. And this is anytime. The website is actually brickflips.com/retire. If you ever wanted to grab that, we give you just a nice little spreadsheet of all those things. Well, if you guys enjoyed the show, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.